as people stood aside with revulsion and uneasiness when, a bit later, out of Adriana Bernasconi's house came the panhandler. Once again, with his rags, his overcoat, his straw hat, and his bag, he passed through the group of men and women and slowly, gradually disappeared off into the distance, in the same direction from which he had come two times. At noon, I learned, to my sorrow, but not to my surprise, that Gustavo was not found in his bed that morning. The Bernasconi family initiated a desperate search which, with stubborn hope, has continued to the present day. I never had the heart to tell them to give it up